Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwall. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from GIFT Nifty, which is trading about 70 points higher, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, extending gains from the previous session. The Indian equity market is set to start the session on February 5th on a positive footing, tracking gains across global markets that cheered for Donald Trump's decision to pause tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and also the positive momentum seen in the previous session will be extended. Since January 27th, the benchmark index Nifty 50 has soared 4%, formally exiting the correction territory. In the previous session, the Sensex and Nifty surged in the second half, closing nearly 2% higher after US hit pause on the planned tariffs. The market capitalization yesterday surged by 5.6 lakh crores. Market experts will now shift their focus to the RBI's policy decision due on February 7th, with volatility still looming as Donald Trump's unpredictable stance keeps global markets on edge. In terms of sectoral performance, 12 of 13 sectoral indices held steady in green throughout the session. The lone exception? It was the Nifty FMCG index, which slipped 0.5%, taking a breather after last week's strong gains. The sector, which had surged in the hopes of a middle-class consumption boost following the Union Budget's tax relief, saw some profit booking in trade. The broader markets also saw shining gains. The Nifty Mid-Cap 100 Index advanced by 1.6%, while the Small-Cap 100 Index recorded a gain of about 1.1%. The market sentiment was decidedly bullish, evidenced by an advanced decline ratio of 1.79 on the BSE. The Nifty, on a technical basis, has now surpassed both its 50 and 200-day exponential moving averages on a closing basis. According to technical analysts, the Nifty's breakthrough about 23,800 could potentially catalyze further upward momentum towards the 24,200 level. The index finds immediate support at 23,500. Now let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Tata's power-reduced revenue for the quarter increased by 5% from last year to 15,391 crore to this quarter. Jewelry major Titan recorded a 5% year-on-year decline in net profit at 990 crore, mainly due to the impact of customs duty reduction on gold, compared to 1,040 crore rupees recorded in the same period a year ago. Torrent Power reported a 31% on-year jump in net profit at about 490 crores for the quarter that ended December, over 374 quarters recorded in the corresponding period a year ago. Now let's shift towards global markets and take a look at how they have performed. US stocks rallied on Tuesday, while gold reached new highs as the global trade jitters kept investors guessing. All three major U.S. stock indices gained momentum after last-minute negotiations resulted in a one-month pause on Donald Trump's 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.3%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.7%. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite rose 1.35% in trade yesterday. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield rose 18 basis points to 4.51%, while in the currency markets, the US dollar edged lower as President Donald Trump's tariff threats are interpreted more as a negotiating tactic rather than an end goal. Markets across Asia-Pacific also started the session on Wednesday mixed. Japan's Nikkei 225 opened higher but gave up early gains to tumble mildly into the red, while the broad-based Topex index followed. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index traded with sharp losses. On the flip side, South Korea's KOSPI was about 1% in trade, while Taiwan's benchmark index soared about 2%. Now moving to the Voice of the Day segment today. In this segment, we have Nirav Chheda, the Assistant Vice President at Nirmal Bang, who shares his outlook on the markets on and on technical levels. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
See, quickly, I'll just give you about a view of Nifty and Bank Nifty. At this point, 23,700 on the futures is a very important resistance zone. Nifty is making a lower top, lower bottom formation. And once this 23,700 level is broken on the upside, you will see further buying coming in because that will be a breakout of the trend. And, depending on the breakout, we will see, further buying coming in. But until then, I would just suggest if you've taken any long on the lower end, that would be a good level to book some profits, wait for a breakout on a closing basis, and then again buy. So I would not be buying on this gap up opening at this point of time. Also, a lot of shorts have been built in into the system for Nifty and Bank Nifty. Both are very high on open interest in terms of index, and that is why I believe once that breakout comes in, there will be a rip rolling rally, which can probably be very aggressive on the upside. But until then, I would just stay on the sidelines in terms of indices. Bank Nifty has a resistance at 50,000 odd levels. Importantly, once that is broken, 52,000 levels are where I am seeing Bank Nifty coming to. A lot of stocks in the Bank Nifty space, something like an Axis and HDFC, have high open interest, and that needs to be shed, in order for the Bank Nifty and these banks to move up.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.